Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wetness Day. The 6th of October, 2021. Where's Nikki?
She just went to the backup.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, I just said that.
No, I know, but I didn't look.
Well, where does she got to go?
Yeah, what do you mean?
It's in Studio C. It's right over there. Sorry.
I don't know where everyone is or where the backups are.
All right.
I mean.
Happy Wetness Day.
Yeah, happy Wetness Day. Oh. How come I can't hear her?
What's up? How come she can't hear you?
How come I can't hear either of you?
I was trying to burp in quiet.
Oh. She needs to turn up a little bit. Or a lot. Turn her up. Let's get everyone's levels good. We need nice, loud levels. Loud enough.
What about now?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay. I could still think you could be a little louder.
Do I turn up Studio B?
No, you shouldn't have to.
Yeah, you sound perfectly loud. Just turn her up
a little higher than mine.
Well, maybe she has to be even higher.
All right.
Get closer to the mic. Yeah.
So do you guys go to dispensaries all the time? I might have to go to a dispensary.
I haven't been to a dispensary in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't been since the pandemic. Well, no, that's a lie. I did the drive-thru option.
There's a drive-thru weed dispensary?
In Vallejo.
In Vallejo?
Oh. Well, it wasn't a drive-thru.
Shame.
It was just because since the pandemic, they can't have anybody inside, like in the height.
Right.
So we just went outside and pre-did our order, and I rolled up and gave my name, and then they just gave it to me like I'm at McDonald's.
Here's your doobie weed, miss. Have a nice day.
Enjoy those gummies.
Would you like a light?
Would you like to supersize that? Yeah, it's a, I'm hoping that I'm going to get my Justin Bieber weed today, but I just got a notification. The popcorn's gone. No popcorn
for me.
Oh,
no. The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, Jonas Brothers popcorn's gone.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Bieber stuff is sold out, too.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Well,
I mean, people...
Don't say that.
Well...
That's more expensive. Don't you think it's because the popcorn's cheap? It's like $5 a bag?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, look at Kanye stuff.
That's true.
That guy has like $300, $400 pairs of shoes. And
aren't all the people who like Justin Bieber too young to buy the weed?
No, they're like my age or younger, like 21 at least.
Oh, all right. Isn't it weird that it's legal now? It's just so, it's so too late for me. Like when I was a kid and we had to sneak around with it, it would have been so great. And Peter Tosh, he died years ago. He was the legalize it guy, mm-hmm. right? And I will advertise it. Anyway, mm-hmm. weed. It's fucking of no use to me now. I'm too.
But meanwhile, you're busy buying it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have people to think about for Christmas. I'm trying to get my Christmas shopping done.
All right.
Well, I know one guy who's going to flip out. I would be like, look, Justin Bieber weed.
Does it come sealed up in a way to keep it fresh? Because I seem to remember buying, like, in fact, one of the things when you said, why'd you just turn your camera on? We just got you back on the screen. It was because my friend Deepak had texted me, and I switched over to my text to get it because Deepak is my doctor friend that I grew up with in high school.
Yeah.
And he said something about a brand that does the packs of doobage, right?
Yeah.
But he also said, if only that had been around when we were kids, we wouldn't have had to risk our lives driving to Santa Ana to buy the stuff.
Yeah.
Which is truly what sometimes those missions were.
Just they could have ended very, very badly.
Very
badly.
When
you think about all the people who were buying and selling and wound up spending years in jail mm-hmm. and over weed. Like, weed.
Well, and the time we tried to steal it from these guys.
That's so smart.
That was really...
That would have been a
real money
saver.
Now looking back, I think that these guys were like, yeah, we kill people, but we're not going to jail for these two. They're too stupid. Too fucking stupid. We're just going to...
They're not worth it.
Because they let us live and let us go. And looking back, I just think, wow, that was so dumb. We pulled into this area first of all, the streets always moved, so you had to stay, keep your ear to the ground and know where the
And this was miles from your house.
Miles to Santa Ana. I lived in Irvine, but I had a car, so I was always able to drive up there.
And you would just go and find a stranger on the street.
Well, no, we would find the place. Normally, someone would be like, oh, the place, this street. This is the street. You need to go to this street. So we'd go to that street. It would move around. There were lots of different places. But this one in particular was a cul-de-sac, so, you know, like an end street. So I pull in, pull around, I'm pulled out, I'm ready to, now I'm the guy comes out down the driveway, out to the street, and he holds out three nickel bags. So there's $15 worth of little half things of pot. And Ron, I mean, I don't know if I should say his full name. But
you should. Go ahead.
Ron Lawson. Ronnie Lawson grabs all three of them and goes, go! And I hit the gas and we're out of here in my B210, by the way, which is the slowest car in the history of cars. And this thing jerks and barely gets going and finally starts. And a car in a driveway two houses down blocks the whole fucking street. Pulls right out, blocks us, and we're trapped. And he's looking at me like, now what do we do? Like, well, I guess we eat bullets because we're fucked. We're dead.
You kick that guy out the door and you go, what's he yelled at me? This wasn't the plan. Did you have 15 bucks on you?
No.
You didn't have any bucks
on you?
Why do you
think
we
stole it?
You drove all the way to Santa Ana and your plan was, we'll pull a fast one on the drug dealers.
Yeah. And then they take the bags back. And they let us leave. And I'm thinking, it's just because we're too big of losers. We're not worth killing. We're just not worth beating up or killing. We did not get...
I'm actually surprised they didn't at least beat you up.
Punch us in the face, right?
Well, in the end, they probably just don't want no trouble. And then they're looking at each other like, now we got to move again.
Maybe. I don't know.
If we beat them up, they're going to go to the police. Well, maybe you wouldn't go to the police. No. But wouldn't your dad be like, why'd you get beat up? And then you'd start crying and go, because we tried to steal some weed.
No, I don't think I would have ratted my own self out. But anyway, it's dangerous. So it's nice that the kids, well, I guess kids can't, but it's nice, Sarah, that you can go buy doobie weed.
Even the kids, they won't get in trouble.
I hope.
Well, I'll tell you, the high school kids are clearly getting a hold of it because there is a friggin' smoke party out behind my house every single day.
Right.
And they're out there swearing and talking their stupid kid talk, you know, that talk.
You ever go out there and hit on those boys?
Oh, yeah. You know me. There's holes in the fence, so I stick a nipple through. You know, that's who I am. I'm like, kids? Oh, maybe I can get one of them to do me.
That's fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nipple through a knot hole. I think I'd like it.
Do you have a hole low enough for them to, Sarah?
Low enough for them.
No, and I'm kidding about this. I get that you guys are now weaving
that.
A bigger, you know, the web of possibilities is now endless. No, I usually sit there and I go, smells real good. Smells like you got some good doobage, kids.
I tried to about the peaches one.
Yay. Oh, is that Justin Bieber flavored one? Huh?
What a lovely bouquet.
Okay, boomer.
Like, I'm fine. Okay, boomer me all you want. Get out of here. Go. I'm trying to make it. I've actually thought to myself, I should just turn the hose on. But then, look, my fence is already graffitied, and those kids already suck hard enough. Like, I just don't. And
they'll spray paint Karen on your fence. If you
fine,
do that.
Karen me. I don't care. Nobody knows I live there except everyone. I told you about those kids lighting firecrackers off behind my house. Then I went out there and started screaming at them.
And then?
Didn't I just tell you about this? I can't stand kids. I'm so scared. But then I'm more scared of my house burning down.
Right.
So as I'm smelling this and hearing the thing, I'm like, oh, my God, I go out there and I'm belligerent. And I'm like, what do you think you're doing? He's like, I'm just lighting up some firecrackers. I'm like, have you not heard of fire season?
All you kids get out of here except you with the big chunch. You meet me on the other side of the fence. I'm going to show you my nipple.
And then apparently there's going to be a glory hole somewhere. Go ahead, kid. Put it through. I don't have a machete. Don't worry.
Oh, you're something else.
Go ahead. Put it through. It's fine. I don't have anything to cut it off with. Go ahead. No, really. It's fine.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Did I just ruin it?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You did.
Did I ruin your thing where the old lady is doing the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Thanks a lot.
You and your kid with the giant chonch. How would I even know? Everyone drop your trousers.
Right.
I want to see the one with the biggest chonch. Jesus, Finny.
Which one of you doesn't fit through this knot hole? All right, you come around. That you're the one.
Yeah. I made an extra large hole for you. I just told you. I might have a saw. I did saw a thing, but I don't have anything else. You'll be fine. It's going to be fun. Anyway. Is it just me, or is it kind of exhausting coming in here and learning how to do things again?
It's exhausting. Absolutely.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, shut up, the two of you. Like, for Vinny and me, it's actually fairly simple. We sit and we talk, and you guys are just trying to... Like, I watched Bryn in there struggling to get the Fast Facts thing on the air in a timely manner, and I just went, oh, that poor thing.
Oh, the poor guy.
Poor thing.
These things happen.
Yeah. It's a whole new world, a whole new system.
It's all right. You know what? I think that people, there's a mystery. Will the sound right. play or not?
It's like a challenge. You just throw as many sounds at him as you can.
Yay.
It's like it's time for text, and I'm all alone going, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Like, oh, I guess that. And then the emails, no email sound.
Oh, well.
You know.
It'll come.
Yeah, I know. It will.
It's the element of surprise.
Yeah.
Right. It's like a, okay, we'll go with that. All right. So listen, you guys, we need some bad advices. I want some juicy problems. I even want the not so juicy problems. Just, you know, good, solid problems that we can talk over. Send them to Bryn@RadioAlice.com. I went through the whole list yesterday and I threw a bunch of them out because I'm like, I'm never going to get to that one. And because a lot of times there'll be like two or three that sort of are on the same topic. So I need some freshies. Send them along.
Good stuff.
Yeah, give us the good stuff. Oh, no.
What happened?
Something about Auto Finder? Hold on.
I'll come in and
fix
it.
No, I got it.
I forgot to exit out of that.
It's okay. I found it.
Okay.
I'm all set. That was scary, though. I looked over at the computer. I'm already, you know, I'm running a couple things off the computer over here. And so I have to sit sideways and turn my mic and then it goes like this on me. Clunks down onto the thing. So I have to support it. New methods. New things that we're doing here. All right, here we go. I almost said her name. Hi, all. Please don't say my name. I'll get right to the point. When I'm dating a guy that my roommate doesn't think is attractive, she's a total bitch about it. She'll make comments to me like I can do better or something like that. Obviously, I'm attracted to the guy, and the personality is more important to me than anything anyway. When I ask her to stop it, she snaps at me and says, I'm allowed to have my own opinion. It's infuriating. I know she's jealous because she doesn't date at all. She must be butt ugly, huh? But I don't want to be treated like that by someone who's supposed to be my friend. Any advice? Love you guys. I've listened forever. Hope you all get laid. Love your number one Odyssey listener.
What the fuck?
You know, first of all, if you're friends with someone and you become roommates, you're not going to be friends that long.
No,
that's hard.
That's not necessarily true.
Most of the time it is, though.
It does, can cause problems.
Real problems, big problems.
But it doesn't, but you're also, look, when you, I believe this because I've lived with people a lot in my early years. And while you may have your arguments, you may have your problems, you also are very much like a family in that when some shit goes down in your life and you need help, call home. And whose home is your roommate? Like, I didn't have parents in town. When I needed help, my roommates rescued me, whether it was a flat tire or whatever thing. And so there's that aspect of it too, which is you're more like family. And it's kind of cool too when if you are lucky enough.
I've never had a roommate situation like that. My parents were 2 hours away and I was like, I'm fucked. I'm on my own.
You didn't have any roommates you liked?
My roommates didn't like me and I didn't like them.
What?
Yeah, they were. Because you know what? Because I was in a band and I was a bartender and my hours were completely opposite of theirs. And I was like 19, so I'm sure I was a total asshole. But they were.
So it was you?
Probably.
You were the one.
Well, they were stick in the muds. You know, well, they wanted to like hang out and stuff. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna fucking hang out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You end up hanging out. You have
no.
You
know,
there were times when I'd be home and we'd be like, hey, let's go do something. All right, let's go do something. Let's go play golf. Let's go.
Well, listen, whatever. As long as everyone is keeping up their end of the deal and they come up with their rent and the money for the utilities, then and everyone's respectful of everybody else's food, that's one thing. But one missed payment and suddenly the friendship begins to deteriorate. Like, I've had some blowouts with roommates where I fucking left in the middle of the night. Just like, I'm like, I can't take her anymore. And I call the landlord. I'm like, take my name off the lease. You have to take it off. I can't.
Didn't you
come
do
up with
that chick's
thing.
Boyfriend?
No.
Are you sure?
A roommate?
Yeah.
I think if I did a roommate's boyfriend.
Yeah, you did. Come on.
No, I don't
one time.
So. No.
Oh.
No.
Pretty sure.
No. First of all, the first two roommates I had were there. But ugly. There was no way they were getting a boyfriend that I would do.
Oh, dear. You sound like the, you sound like that room, the roommates of the writer.
Oh, yeah. Kinda.
Right.
And then, no, I said that the lady was butt ugly. She didn't say that. She just said she doesn't date much, which made me assume that she's butt ugly. So, oh, wow. I just noticed the VU meters looked really low. Like, we can't have that.
What are you doing?
Not that I look at the program.
Well, turn it up.
It is up. It's fine.
It was just probably transitioning.
It was, yeah,
or
transitioning
something,
right? Or something.
Jeez,
I don't know.
God.
But it was very scary.
We haven't had enough problems?
Yeah, I suppose you got to cut all that out. Yeah, but they. So then I moved out of that place. And I moved in with a couple of. Then I moved in with friends. And then it was just.
So was it Lisa Molinari's boyfriend that you boned?
Lisa Molinari.
I don't know. I just couldn't think of what the
name
was.
You know, one of my best friends growing up was Lisa Malinowski.
Oh!
That's really
you
funny.
You boned her boyfriend?
No, I didn't.
Who's the girl's boyfriend that you did, where you were like...
Susie Wagner?
Yeah, that's the one.
It wasn't her boyfriend. It was just a guy she liked.
Yeah. And you went and boned him, and then she'd never talk to you again.
Yeah, blew us up.
Yep.
Well, we weren't roommates,
What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I thought she'd never find out.
Or you thought... When she finds out, she's going to be jealous that I got him and she hasn't.
Isn't that weird? That probably was part of it.
You knew she'd find out.
I could tell.
Everybody
you
finds
big,
out.
A big hog, though. So I was.
Oh, you liked it?
No, it wasn't worth it. I lost a really good friendship by being an idiot. I think I was probably 18.
And your vagina echoed for weeks.
No, he couldn't. He was really frustrated and got really mad because he couldn't get it all the way up. It was huge. So I was all excited about it. Like, oh, look at that big thing.
Well, why didn't you? You didn't smack it around on
your
face?
I was doing all kinds of stuff with it. And it could not get to that point.
What?
He just couldn't get it hard enough. Like, it was not.
Did you say to him?
I did. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I don't know. He was all mad.
Well, yeah, I'd be mad too.
Yeah. I was like, what do I need to do? Twerk? Like, what needs to happen here?
Twerk.
There was no twerking in those days.
Yeah, but you could put it in your mouth.
I did all the stuff in. I did all the...
And it wouldn't go up?
I knew a lot of tricks.
All right. Yeah, that's too bad.
I know. For him.
Well, for you too. You didn't get laid.
And I lost my best friend.
So you didn't bone the guy then?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
I mean, I tried kind of cramming it in there. Like, will this work? You know, let's try and...
And it wouldn't...
It just wasn't, there was nothing, no resistance, you know? It's like trying to put a bag of water up there.
Oh.
You know, it's hard to do.
A bag of water?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a, I don't know, like,
no,
a,
I understand
like a
that.
Tube a, for bologna filled with water, and then you're trying to shove it up
right.
there, and it isn't, it's just not working.
Water balloon.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Took me ice skating, though. We had a nice day, and then we tried to get it on, and nope. It wasn't happening.
He was a young guy?
Yeah, he was maybe 3 or 4 years older than me.
What do you mean, though? Big, like huge?
Really big. Like, biggest one I've ever encountered.
That one was.
And that's why I always say, big is not great, because honestly, you practically die from blood loss if you fill that thing up. I mean, it got pudgy. It just didn't get, it couldn't go get all the way.
It was a soft on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've definitely had things interrupt. When you're in the middle of getting, you have a soft on and you're headed the right direction. For the most part, once you're at soft on, you should be at hard on very shortly thereafter, unless someone interrupts or something goes wrong.
Yeah.
That's weird that he couldn't finish the...
He couldn't get it all the way there.
Wow.
You know, it's funny, too, because guys are always... There's always something... I'm sorry, lady whose roommate problem. That chick, you just need to move. That's the answer to that. it's just funny how... Every dude, like guys always say, oh, every chick is different. You know, every dude is too. Like, I've been with guys who are like, you know, we're making out and they're not getting a boner. And they're like, well, you got to do stuff to it in order to make it. I'm like, really?
These are young dudes?
Just, yeah, whoever. And then other guys I was with, you know, it's popping out of their pants before that. You know what I mean? Like John, in the olden days, I mean, we're older now. It takes more than just a gentle breeze, because it would just take a gentle breeze and he'd be all, is it happening? Is this, are we doing this? Like, you know,
and listen,
you get spoiled by that. And so if I ever had to go back out into the dating world, I'd be like, how come you're not immediately hard?
Well, a new guy to you probably would be, just like John, when he goes and bones Marianne,
yes,
he'll be hard immediately as well because it'll be new to him.
So, you know how you always make this joke about John bones Marianne?
Yeah.
So, for John's birthday, which was 2 weeks ago.
By the way, I got the joke from you. You're the one that told me
it's
the
kind
joke
of a,
first.
It's kind of a long-running joke in our group, because they get drunk and wrestle, mm-hmm. and it's so obvious they're into each other. So, me and Pat just sit there looking at each other like, too bad we're not into each other.
Oh, you two are too.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah, you
are. I'll tell you something. He might be. I'm not.
He is.
He's not.
And you are too.
Because why? Because I'm a girl and I'm a friend. So every guy is into his. We're friends.
Because he's Pat the whole time.
So listen. So anyway.
I bet you Pat's got quite the.
Who cares? You know what? I don't even want to know. It's John's birthday. And Pat and Marianne are over and a couple friends, and they give John a little present, and John opens up the card, and the front of it says, I love your cock, like, I heart your cock, and then you open it up, and in huge letters it says, love Marianne!
Oh, nice!
And then, and Pat, real small.
That's wonderful.
And Marianne stands up, she's like, oh, what? What does it say? And Pat had written the whole thing out.
It was it's very, you know, cute. Very, Jeff, very
but it was
cute.
It was the hardest we'd all laughed.
Honestly.
Forever.
Bryn, you know Pat. You know John, right?
I do, yes.
Who do you think's got a bigger dick, Pat or John?
Oh man, I've never thought about
that. It's Pat by a million miles.
I don't know, man.
Oh, come on.
I think John, just because Pat seems like, you know, he's a vegetarian.
What does that have to do with it?
I think it has something to do with
no meat, man.
Yeah, no meat.
No.
I don't
wrong.
Know.
You it's don't just, understand.
Listen, I've never studied that, so I'm not sure.
Well, if
maybe
I do find out he has a bigger one than John, I'm definitely leaving John for him.
All right, there you go. Then.
Cock John's size diet. Matters.
Right, you're the one that told us that all these years.
Yeah. Well, look, really small. I'm sorry, you guys with really small ones. It's you know, you better be orally talented because.
It's still not going to do it, and you know it. It's always going to be a goddamn thing.
It sucks. It sucks. But if you love the person, you'd work around it, you know?
I'd feel like
and
that
too
is,
big is just, it's not good. It might be sort of
good.
Fun at first, like, oh, let's try this. But, you know.
It's nice of you to say
there
that.
There was a comedian who said, lady comedian, she said, you know, it's great, you know, big dicks are great, but, and the guy says, a woman's vagina can expand to accommodate a baby. And she goes, but I don't want to have one every time I see you.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, and I always think about that joke. And it's totally true because, A, it hurts. And if it doesn't, if you don't arrive
right
away.
Yeah, but nothing's hotter than that flinch you make if we've gone too far.
And then
that's kind of hot, right?
B, I'm ruined for other dudes. Like, I get it. They say it will snap right back and everything. But I have to think, if you date someone with a giant one for a long time, and then like somebody with a normal one, or God forbid, a smaller than normal one.
Can't go back, huh?
Well, I mean, wouldn't it just be like, I'd have my own insecurities. Like, am I all bored out from that guy?
I don't think that actually happens. There's only been one lady in my whole life where I was like, oh my God, it's really not tight enough. I'm really surprised.
Who was it?
And the weird thing is,
she had kids.
No, she had not had kids, and she was tiny.
Oh, tiny with a slack vagina.
Mm-hmm. I've had that before too.
Really?
Which I was really I've never had. I've always been able to fill the space. I'm not big. I'm definitely not giant. But I've always been able to fill the space up. But that one in particular, I was like, is this positional? Nope. That position
like a,
too.
Like a knife clacking around in a mayo
jar. It didn't have that grip.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have any friction.
And I was, I was.
Was she too wet?
Some friction, just not.
There just wasn't. It look. There's a difference, and I knew. And I the difference was clear, and I was like, oh, this is so surprising. Yeah, it's just it's. But that's only one time of the 20 girls I've had sex with. Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
I don't understand. Right. I don't know. You're. What are you texting with?
No, I haven't. Oh, report a problem. Join me.
You must have touched
your thing. He's texting a side piece.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
He's texting a guy with a big charge to ask him questions about, how is it? Is that what you want? You want to get some guy with a giant one on here so you can just ask a million questions? I'll bet it's disappointing. I'll bet there's guys out there who are like, if I only had 8 inches, it would be great. Or if I only had 7 inches, it would be great. A 7-inch fatty, that's a perfect dick.
That's a normal dick.
No, that's not a normal.
Yes,
dick.
It is.
Who's what? Whose phone is talking to us?
You have to mute him.
Oh,
there you are.
Oh. Sorry, my Zoom kicked me off.
Oh,
that's why I was.
Must
gone.
Not liked what you said about having a huge hog.
What?
Got mad at you for you made the. Never mind. I was trying to. It was a long reach. It was like that stupid fucking joke I told earlier that I can't, that I think about all the time, you know.
And but you don't know it or couldn't remember.
I did. I said it, but it took me a while.
Yeah,
I'll work on it so that next time I say it, it's a little more smooth. Yeah. So thank back you. To this girl.
Oh right. What's the question again?
She just her roommate says mean things
still
about
on
her
that.
Boyfriend. No, we're not really. But
here's what
she
you got to do.
Move out.
This no, that is ridiculous. You don't
Forget
leave
that
over that. You let me tell.
Sew her mouth shut. Then
first of all, learn Cauterize to use your middle finger better. You know what? Here's what you do. You whistle with your middle finger and look at your hand and go, "That's what I think of your opinion." One, two. Don't fucking keep that shit to yourself. Who fucking cares what you think? And then move on with your life. Like you don't have to. Carry it like a backpack everywhere you go.
Her. So she's getting this vibe from this
so,
lady.
Right, you,
and...
tell, you fight back. It's the same thing I tell my daughter or anybody else. Who cares what you think, punk?
Why
she
does
zip it.
Why does it matter? Like, she's not fucking him anyway.
Yeah.
And she should say, oh, well, let's compare him to your boyfriend. Oh, you don't have one of those.
No,
boom.
You, that's
oh,
not a
mic
boom.
Drop.
Is that a mic drop?
That's not anything.
I just dropped
that's
the
not
mic.
Even a thing. That's just tell her to shut the fuck up.
There you go.
Problem and then solved. You won't be friends anymore. Which you shouldn't be friends with your roommates anyways. They're eating your food.
That's
bitches.
Crazy. That's not true.
Are they really? They're eating my food?
Oh, yeah.
Well, roommates, you know, I'm sorry you never had a good roommate. That's too bad. I had a lot of good friend
I had
roommates.
A lot that started out
I
good,
had bad ones.
And then it was
Don't
terrible.
Get me wrong. I definitely had bad ones. The one that wouldn't stop talking and I had to, like, leave.
Sleep in the tub.
I did. I had to sleep elsewhere because the guy just talked to me. There's a term. It's called loquacious. And he was it. Just couldn't stop.
Yakety yak.
It was. I mean,
don't
but it was.
Back.
It was like
no more,
really
no
bad.
More.
Like you'd go. He'd go. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking. I promise. And then he'd go. A second later. What are you two laughing at?
She made an Aerosmith joke. It was fantastic.
I didn't hear it.
No more. No
and
more.
Why isn't she on the camera?
I don't know why. What the fuck?
Oh.
It's too late now. We're out of time. This is a fucked up secret show. I hope you enjoyed it, everybody. Have a great day.
Wait, are we out of time, really?
We're totally
you got to be kidding me.
Right. Hit the thing that you're supposed to say.
Oh, the end. Hit it. The end. Where's my button?
Do you have a copy? Grab your copy.
The end.
Let me read it. The end.
All right.
Jesus.